brought to you by Penguin.
Hawk Mountain, a novel by Connor Habib. Read for you by Connor Habib. Hi, that's me. To Jeb, to Greg, to Jason, to Chad, to Mike, to Harry. Prophecy, after Sandor Churi. The last winter will arrive with the sound of bells, and wheels covering cobblestones, horses too will neigh and whinny. From their tar-black nostrils, eternity will pour its lullaby. Men and women will declaim of their innocence and sink into the shadows. Children will take to the streets. Fire will arrive, light the lakes and water. No God will condemn, no God will forgive, but people will burn all day and all night, and there will be no resurrection. Paul Perry. The road I took kept turning back, finding darker ways to go. John Moriarty, from Turtle Was Gone a Long Time, Volume 1, Crossing the Kedron. Part 1. 1. Before Todd sees Jack for the first time, his eyes are closed. He's in class. Around him are the sounds of other people who don't want to be there, students, the teachers in the other rooms, cafeteria workers, custodians in the halls. They're all held together by this school at the top of a hill in Lanchester, New Hampshire, where nothing happens. Outside, the world is living out its rhythms. Wrens dart past the window, and a cloud dissolves in front of the sun. Todd is 17. It's the start of senior year, just 9 months between now and graduation, but still, it feels there's no end in sight. He opens his eyes, and Mrs. Call is at the front of the room with another boy. Everything is about to start. The boy is blonde with a swipe of freckles across the middle of his face, which Todd can see even though the boy is looking at the floor. He's wearing the uniform they all wear, a white shirt with a red tie. The boys wear dark blue pants, and the girls wear blue skirts. They don't like it. He's holding two pieces of paper. Mrs. Call has her hand on his back. Jack Gates is our second Community Hope Scholarship student, she says, though no one knows what that means or who the other Community Hope Scholarship student might be. He wrote an essay on wildlife in Maine, and we're going to read it later this week. The boy looks up, green eyes Todd sees, like cracked sea glass. Jack Gates, Mrs. Call says again. Not an easy name to forget. If you say it, you'll remember it. She gestures to the class, and they say his name in unison, except for Todd, who's caught off guard by these two syllables. Jack Gates. Jack, where are you from? She asks him. Me and my dad moved here from Malhashie, Maine, Jack says in a Maine accent, thick like a slur, looking up at her. Jack isn't short, but she is taller than him. My dad and I, she corrects him, but Jack just stands there. He doesn't know that he's supposed to parrot her, so there's a moment of nonsense, of quiet that isn't supposed to be quiet. My dad and I, Jack, Mrs. Call says again. And some of the students shift in their seats since the repetition of a moment is unbearable because their lives are full of repetitions. Oh, Jack says. And at that moment, Todd giggles a little and looks over at Hannah Grace, who has black hair and black lipstick on her polite smile. Then Todd hears Jack repeat after Mrs. Call, finally, "My dad and I." Todd turns back to the front of the room, and Jack is looking right at him, into him, with his sea glass eyes. He sees that Jack has spotted him laughing, but no, he's misread, Todd thinks. I wasn't laughing at him, just the moment. But Jack's face is taut. Is trembling with anger. 1. The beach had gone still, except for the waves. Todd was on a towel, his son Anthony at the edge of the miles and miles of ocean, and the sound of water pulling away, like a dream ending. There was nobody else. The few other beachgoers were hundreds of feet from him as the afternoon ended. Their voices and stereos were covered up by the wash of the surf. Anthony was 6, wading up to his knees.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?